please remain standing and bow our heads in prayer.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天我们在这里来一起聚集敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for this time that we're able to come together to worship you.
主啊，你的名在全地何其的美。
Lord, your name is so beautiful among
all
earth.
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
You have glorified your name to the heavens.
哦，诸天要述说你的荣耀。
All creation shall praise and magnify your name.
主啊，你远远大过你所创造的万物。
Lord, you're far greater than all the creation you have made.
你值得我们大家来崇拜你。
You're worthy of our praise and worship.
主啊，当你降世为人。
Lord, when you became flesh.
你彰显了你美妙的品格。
And you manifested your beautiful virtues.
哦，你将神性完全的显明。
For you showed the fullness of the bodiness of all godliness.
主啊，你的名何其的美。
Lord, your name is so beautiful.
你是最完全的。
You are most beautiful.
值得我们敬仰来羡慕。
Most perfect for us to admire and imitate.
主啊，你坐在至高之处。
Lord, you sit in the highest place.
没有一个能够跟你相比。
There's not one that can compare to you.
你掌管一切。
For you control everything.
你的名何其的美。
And your name is so beautiful.
今天晚上我们要在这里来敬拜你。
And this evening we are here to worship you.
来查考你，对你有更深的认识。
To study about you and to understand you more deeply.
求你带领祝福。
Lord, please guide and bless our service tonight.
让我们知道认识你是我们幸福的开始。
So that we know knowing you is the beginning of our blessings.
愿你借荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们先请Irvine 唱诗班来献诗。
Let's first invite the Irvine Choir to present.
Thank you.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天晚上的聚会。
We welcome our friends to attend the service with us tonight.
在圣经里面出现好几次“至高者”这一句话。
In the Bible, it has appeared many times the word "the Most High."
有时候我们活在一个民主的社会里面，我们在想什么叫做“至高者”。
We live in a very democratic society. A lot of times, we wonder who is the Most High.
因为民主的社会就是以民为主。
Because for a republic or democracy, the people are the prime.
即使总统被看作很高，但是他还是人选出来的。
The people are the highest because even though the president seems like he's the leader, but he himself is elected by the populace.
所以他也不是至高者。
And so he is also not the most high.
那至高者是谁
？And so who is the most high?
那我们现在就从圣经来看，他跟我们又有什么关系
？So let's study.What this Most High has to do with us today.
我们请看但以理书第四章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 4.
但以理书的第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
但以理书第四章的十七节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
请读。
This decision is the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones.In order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever He will, and sets over it the lowest of men.
这里记载巴比伦帝国有一个王叫尼布撒尼撒。
Here it states that there is a king in Babylon. His name is Nebuchadnezzar.
有一天做了一个梦，他没有办法解释。
And one day he had a dream that no one could interpret.
因为这个梦是从神来的，所以是一种奥秘。
Because this dream came from the Lord, so it was a mystery.
那在梦里面呢，他就后来就找到一个人叫但以理替他解梦。
And the only person he could find in his kingdom to explain the mystery of this dream was Daniel.
那这个但以理心中有神的灵，所以他可以了解这个奥秘。
Because in Daniel was the excellent spirit of God, therefore he could understand the riddle of the dream.
那在这个梦里面他。神给他启示一个很重要的一句话。
And in this dream, God, the Most High, inspired him with a word.
说至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
The Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever He wills.
一个非常强盛的巴比伦帝国。
And for a very strong kingdom such as Babylon.
原来尼布甲尼撒人非常有能力的一个人。
And Nebuchadnezzar, being the king of such a great kingdom, is also a very powerful man.
所以他建设了巴比伦帝国。
And so he established the kingdom of Babylon.
那到了第四章，在二十九节。
And in chapter 4, verse 29.
他在巴比伦王宫看到他自己的成就。
While he's walking about the royal palace of Babylon, he saw his achievements.
我说这不是我用我的大能大力建设的吗
？After viewing it, he spoke, saying, "Is this not great Babylon that I built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power?"
所以当这个尼布甲尼撒王，他觉得他是这个国家的至高者。
And when this king Nebuchadnezzar thought that he was the Most High.
这一句话就让神不是很高兴了。
This word displeased the Lord.
因为他忘记了一件事情。
For he has forgotten one thing.
就是至高者在人的国中掌权。
Is that the Most High has sovereignty over the kingdom of men.
所以今天他可以成为一个国王。
And so today he can become a king.
这是因为神给他能力。
It is because God permitted for him to have this power.
这也是因为神给他机会。
It is because God permitted that he had this opportunity.
所以机会跟能力加在一起，他才能够成为巴比伦帝国的王。
For him to have this opportunity and this power, that is how he climbed as the king of Babylon today.
但是他不认识神，所以他以为一切都是出于自己。
But he did not know God, so he attributed all this power.And authority to himself.
所以神就说你的国位离开了你。
And therefore God said, this throne shall be taken away from you.
那神既然说你的国位离开你，那国位就离开他。
And once God spoke that the kingdom shall be taken away from him, the kingdom indeed was ripped away from his hands.
为什么？
Why?
因为神在他上面。
Because God is above him.
他在神下面。
He is below God.
神讲的话就算话。
Whatever God says, it will be.
所以尼布甲利撒王就变疯，就出到外面跟野兽住七年。
And so King Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind, and he lived like a beast along with all the wild beasts in the wilderness.
34节。
In verse 34.
日子满足了，他举目望天，他就认识了这个事实。
And at the end of the time, verse 34, Nebuchadnezzar lifted his eyes to heaven and recognized all this with the understanding returning to him.
所以他就开始称颂神的名，感谢神，他是有权柄的。
Once he recognized his lowly place, he blessed the Most High and praised and honored God who lives forever.
所以这个事实告诉我们，人类的历史背后有一个掌管者。
And this teaches us,And behind human history, there's one who has authority and a sovereignty over everything.
人类的历史不是人自己在掌管。
For the human history is not according to the control of human hands.
谁能告诉我们在五十年会发生什么事情？
No one can tell us what will happen to us 50 years from now.
或者一百年可以发生什么事情？
No one can predict accurately what will happen in 100 years.
没有一个人讲得出来。
Not one person can predict infallibly.
因为这是神在掌管。
For it is God who controls all things.
那尼布甲尼撒王的孩子伯沙撒王继续当王。
When the son of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, became the next king of Babylon,
他也没有尊重神。
He did not honor God either.
所以就把从圣殿拿来的器皿就在那里宴客。
And so he took the holy vessels of the temple of God and used it to treat his guests.
那正在宴会的时候，很高兴的时候，忽然有一根指头在墙壁上写字。
While he was in high spirits and celebrating during the height of the party, all of a sudden a human hand appeared on the wall.
他也不懂。
And he didn't know what was going on.
他在请但以理来解释。
And so he quickly summoned Daniel to come to interpret this riddle.
就是说，在神的天平称出来你有亏欠。
And Daniel interpreted saying that. You have been weighed on the scales of heaven, and you have been found wanting.
因为神给你当王。
Because when God granted you this authority to be king.
但是你的生活跟神给你的恩典配不起来。
Yet your life that you have led does not balance with the blessing that God has given to you.
所以有亏欠。
And therefore you're found lacking.
那既然有亏欠。
And since you're found wanting.
这个恩典就要拿掉。
This blessing or grace that he has given you shall be taken away from you.
所以那一天晚上他被杀，王位就结束了。
And so that evening he was killed, and he has lost his throne.
所以至高者在掌管人类的历史。
And so it is Most High controls the history of humankind.
那圣经里面告诉我们非常清楚，人类的历史最后要发生什么事情。
So the Bible tells us very clearly what is the end result of human history.
圣经很奇妙，第一卷叫做《创世纪》。
For the Bible is very miraculous, and the first book of the Bible is Genesis.
是历史的开始。
For it is the genesis of all human history.
那最后一卷叫做《启示录》。
And the last scroll of the Bible is called Revelations.
是历史的结束。
It is the conclusion of all human history.
所以人类的历史有开始也有结束。
And therefore human history has a beginning and an end.
那什么时候要结束呢？
And at what time would it end?
如果照圣经看，非常快。
According to the Bible, it should end very soon.
我们已经在历史的最后一个阶段。
For we are the cusp of the end time, the end of age.
这是一个最黑暗的时代。
This is the darkest hour.
这也是一个最光明的时代。
And this is also the brightest hour.
因为当人类历史要结束的时候，
Because when the human age is going to come to an end,
神的两个本性会同时显露。
For the two characters of God will appear simultaneously.
第一个就是神的公义。
The first is the justice of God.
他要审判。
For he shall make judgment.
审判每一个人。
He shall make judgment on every single human being on this earth.
他用火来焚烧所有行止的。
He will use the fire to consume all humankind.
我们最宝贵的都会变成灰。
All that is visible for all of us will become like ashes.
这就是他公义的结果。
For this will be the result of his justice and righteousness.
那在人类历史结束的时候，有神的慈爱一面。
And the conclusion of human history, there's also the mercy of God.
就是我们懂得归向神。
If we know to turn back to God,
建立一个合一的关系,
and to establish a relationship that is acceptable to God.
我们就要被提到神的国。
Then we shall be saved and extracted to heaven above.
与他永远在一起。
So that we can be with him eternally.
那个是天国的地方。
And that will be a place of heaven.
所以我们今天在历史的一个点里面。
And so today we exist in a moment of time in human history.
实在人的存在非常的短。
And it is true, human life is very short.
但是在一个很短暂的存在，如果我们懂得抓住神，
But during this short span of life, if we know to grasp hold of God,
就是抓住这个历史的主宰，
It is to grasp hold of the author of the history of mankind,
就是这个最至高者，
which is the most high,
我们就有永恒的希望，
then we shall have the hope of eternity.
但是如果我们选择放弃，
But if we choose to lose this chance,
或者故意不认识他，
and we choose to refuse to acknowledge him,
我们这个短暂的存在，
then our short span life
就会变成永恒的失望，
shall become an eternal hopelessness,
就是变成永恒的一个结果刑罚。
Everlasting judgment and punishment.
所以虽然我们看不见这个至高者，
and though we cannot see this Most High,
但是我们是在历史的一部分，我们是在至高者的掌管之下。
But we are part of this history. We are under the sovereignty of the Most High.
我们再来看这个至高者我们看诗篇113篇。
Let's further study aspects of the Most High.Psalms 113.
诗篇的113篇。
Psalms 113.
第二节。
Verse 2. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
第三节。
Verse 3. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised.
第四节。
Verse 4, the Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens.
这里说从日出之地到日落之处，神的名是应当称颂的。
Here it says, from the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised.
那第二节神的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。
Verse 2, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
从今时直到永远就是无穷尽的时间了。
From this time forth and forevermore means limitless time.
从日出之处到日落之处就是无穷尽的空间。
From the rising sun to its going down is called limitless space.
无穷尽的空间加上时间就是宇宙。
So unlimited time and space is the universe.
所以在宇宙里面，神的名是应当称颂的。
And so in the entire universe, the name of the Lord shall be praised.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是宇宙里面的至高者。
Because the Lord is the most high in this universe.
所以第四节。
And therefore verse 4, the Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens.
这里说神超乎万民之上。
Lord is above, high above all nations.
什么叫做万民？
What does it mean, all nations?
从有人类历史一直到现在，这个所有活过的人叫做万民。
From all human history until now, all the people who have ever lived consist of all nations.
历史有好多人
For in history of humankind, there have been many people who have survived.
但是神的名超乎万民之上。
Yet the name of the Lord far exceeds the glory of all these people who have ever lived in the past.
如果很多的人他的名字刻在历史好像擦不掉。
And though there are famous notable names that have been carved into human history.
那神的名更应该被高举，更应该被歌颂。
Then the holy name of the Lord should be even more praised and even more upheld in human history.
因为他超乎万民之上，荣耀高过诸天。
Because he is high above all nations, his glory above all heavens.
天有多大？
However high is the heaven,
你看到那看不见那个星星。
You cannot even see the stars as high in the universe.
它可能是50万光年。
It could be 50 billion trillion years of light years away.
还有很多你看不到。
And even beyond that, so many more that you cannot see.
神的荣耀比那个更大。
But God's glory shall far exceed all that.
他做至高者。
For he is the most high.
好，那我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high?
这里说神坐在至高之处。
Where it states that the Lord dwells on high.
所以有的人问说，如果有神，神是谁造的？
Some people ask if there is God, then who created God?
这个问题本身就有问题啊。
And there's a problem with this question.
因为神不是被造的。
For God was not created.
如果神是被造的，造他就是比他还伟大。
If he was created, then whoever created him will be even greater.
好像偶像是人造的。
Just as idols have been fashioned, molded by human hands.
你为什么拜偶像呢？
Then why would you worship idols?
如果人可以造出偶像，那人就比偶像还厉害。
If humans can mold images to worship, then humans are even greater than these idols.
但是很可惜的，很高教育的人竟然去拜人所造的偶像。
But very sadly, those people who receive very high education still foolishly worship these man-made idols.
我们拜的应该是拜的坐在至高之处那个神。
But we should be worshiping the Most High that created all of us.
就是再上去没有了。
And that is someone who's there's no one higher than him.
他的荣耀至高，他的权柄至高，他的智慧至高，他的能力至高，一切都是至高。
His name is the Most High. His power is the Most High. His limit is limitless.
只因为他是灵，我们看不见，所以很多人就把他当作说没有那个。
And because he's spirit, no one can see him, and therefore people fail to acknowledge him just because they cannot see him.
很多已经死的人，我们也没有看到那个人，那个人埋到土里了。
Many people who have passed away, they are already buried in the dirt. Of course, we cannot see them anymore.
但是你听到一首音乐，你就知道有他。
Yet when you hear the song, you know that they have existed once in the past.
我们看到一幅画，我们就知道有这个人。
When we see a painting, we know this man used to exist.
我们看到一个建筑物，我们就知道有这个人。
When we see a structure, we know that it was built by someone in the past.
为什么我们看到什么这么多作为，我们说没有神呢？
Yet why is it that when we see so many creation made by the handiwork of God, yet we refuse to acknowledge this God?
所以圣经说，这叫做故意不认识神。
And that is why the Bible says they foolishly, stubbornly refuse to acknowledge God.
不是没有神。
It is not because there is no God.
人故意不认识神。
But they're obstinate in refusing to believe in God.
那他说他坐在至高之处。
And here it states that God dwells on high.
那他在那里做什么？
And what does God do when he's dwelling on high?
第六节。
Verse 6. Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth.
这里说他谦卑观看天下地下的事。为什么用谦卑这个字呢？
Why does it use the word humbles himself?
我们有时候常听人讲，他的眼睛长在 头上。
Sometimes in Chinese we describe a person, their eyes are laid on their heads.
就是当一个人往上高爬升的时候，他已经不看低的，他只靠跟他一样或者比他更高的。
They have their eyes on their heads. That means that when they have climbed to higher status and ladder, then they feel like they are higher than other people.
这是因为人没有当过神或者人不认识神。
When they become so arrogant, it is because they do not acknowledge that there is God.
当神在最高，他在做什么？
And so, what is God doing, even though he is dwelling on the high?
他从天上往下看。
He is actually looking down below at us.
要看地上的人。
To see the people on this earth.
那这个看什么意思？
And so, what is it that he's beholding?
这个看也等于是注意力所集中的地方。
And beholding means that he's paying his attention at this earth.
所以这么伟大的神，他的心是在他所造的人。
So this great and mighty God, his eyes and heart is on the humans that he has created.
因为人是唯一他用他的形象造的。
For humans are the only creatures that he created in his own image.
只有人他称为是儿子。
Only humans he have called his own sons.
所以神从天上在看人。
And that is why God is beholding his children on this earth.
这表示神的观察注意力无时无刻不在我们的身上。
That means that God's attention and his heart is always with us and never leaves.
那他看我们要做什么？
And so what is he doing when he is beholding us?
第七节到第九节。
From verse 7 to 9, he raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may see him with princesses and with the princesses of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children.
这里说他从尘土抬举贫寒人。
Your states that God raises the poor out of the dust.
从粪堆提拔穷乏人。
And lifts the needy out of the ash heap.
让他们跟王子同坐。
That he may seat him with princesses.
他使不能生育的妇人能够生育。
He grants the barren woman a home.
这个是讲什么？
What is it saying?
就是神在掌管我们的命运。
That means that God controls our destiny.
我们一生的生死祸福都在神的掌管之下。
Whether we have fortune or misfortune, whether we live or die, we are completely in the hands of God.
所以神坐在至高之处，他是至高者。
God lives in the highest, most high place.
但是他在观看我们，他在决定我们的命运。
He's the Most High, yet He's watching us closely and determining our destiny.
所以怎么让我的一生，我的命运会好呢？
So how can we make our destiny bright and hopeful?
那有的就去抽签算命。
Some people will look to the fortune telling.
这个算命真的是白花钱的了。
And fortune telling is indeed a waste of money.
因为即使算起来你命不好，你也没有办法改变，天天忧虑。
Even if you have been foretold a bad misfortune that will happen in your life, there's nothing you can do about it.
因为人是没有办法改变自己的命运。
For a man cannot change his own destiny.
但是当我们认识了这个至高者，
But after we come to know this Most High,
我们的命运是可以改变的。
Then our fortunes, our fate can be changed.
要怎么改变？
And how do we change our fate?
我们看约书亚记第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
这个地方说，这个书上啊，律法书啊，所写的话，你要不要离开你的口，要昼夜思想，谨守遵行。
Here it states that the book of law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it, and you shall observe to do according to all that is written in it.
在旧约时代，这个律法书就是指的摩西五经。
Now in the Old Testament, the Book of Law refers to the five books of Moses.
这是神跟以色列百姓立约的一个根据。
It is the evidence of the covenant that God had with the Israelites.
什么约？
And what is that covenant?
你如果遵守我这个话，我就接受你做我的儿子。
The covenant says that if you are to keep the words of this Book of Law, then I will continue to accept you as my children.
我的福气就不离开你。
Then my blessings shall never depart from you.
那到新约时代啊，这个律法书就是指着整本圣经。
Now when we come to the New Testament, this book of law refers to the entire Bible.
如果我们昼夜思想，
If we are to meditate on the words of the Bible day and night,
也就是说我们头脑里面的观念都跟神的话一样。
If the values in our mind matches according to the principles laid out in the Bible,
谨守遵行。
And we're careful to observe everything that's written according to it.
我们生活的准则都跟圣经一样。
And the lifestyle that we choose is aligned with the words of God.
那这样你的道路可以亨通。
Then our way shall be prosperous.
然后凡事顺利。
And everything shall be peaceful and successful.
所以至高者掌管我们的命运。
And so the Most High controls our fate.
但是也可以说我自己掌管我的命运。
But in another way, we can say that we also control our own fate.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say that?
因为圣经的话写在那里，昨天、今天、明天，永远不改变。
Because the words of the Bible is written so that it will never change yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
有的人他就愿意昼夜思想，谨守遵行。
And many will be willing to choose to meditate on his words and meditate on day and night.
那他就蒙福啊。
And he will receive blessings.
婚姻圆满，家庭幸福。
His marriage will be blessed with harmony, and his family will be blessed.
一生有神同在。
And his whole life will have the abundance of God.
凡事亨通顺利。
And everything his way is prosperous.
但是有的人他知道，他不愿意做。
But some people know about this, yet they refuse to do it.
有的人不知道，他也不愿意想知道。
Some people do not know, but they refuse to even know.
所以他离开神越来越远。
And so they depart away from God even further away.
一生问题很多。
And they encounter many problems in their life.
婚姻问题、家庭问题、子女问题，问题一大堆。
They have problems in their marriage, in their family, in their children.
所以至高者在人的 在掌管我们的命运。
Filled with burdens and sorrows. So when the Most High controls our life.
但是当我们选择尊重他。
And our destiny. But if today we choose to obey and follow him.
行他的话。
And to do what he tells us to do.
我们就可以得福。
Then we shall receive blessings.
我们实在算不了什么。
We are really nothing.
为什么会蒙福呢？
Why is it that we shall become blessed?
就是因为神爱我们。
It is because God loves us so much.
所以我们一生一定要跟神建立合一的关系。
So we shall resolve in our life to make it our purpose to know him, to set up a relationship with him.
我们再来看诗篇的五十七篇。
Let's look at Psalms 57.
诗篇五十七篇。
Psalms 57.
第二节
Verse 2. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me.
这个是大卫所作的诗。
This is a hymn made by King David.
在这个前面的小字特别说大卫逃避扫罗的时候所做的诗。
The preface of the psalm states that this was written when David was fleeing from Saul.
大卫是弱者。
Now King David was a weak man.
扫罗是王，是强者。
And at that time he was not king yet, but then King Saul was the strong one.
所以扫罗要追杀大卫，大卫还有什么抵抗的方法
？And Saul wanted to pursue and kill David. What can David do?
但从人来讲，大卫没有希望了。
And from a human perspective, he had no hope.
但是大卫唯一有一条路可以走。
And it seemed like he had no way out. Yet he had one more way.
他说我要求告至高的神。
He said, I will cry out to God Most High.
就是为我成全诸事的神。
To God who performs all things for me.
可见这个至高者是我们的父亲。当你无路可走的时候，你可以求他帮助。
So God Most High is actually our Father. When we have no way out, he is our only way.
所以有时候我们人生在很顺利的时候，我们不会觉得我需要神。
Sometimes in the peace and prosperity of our life, we forget about God.
为什么？因为我觉得很顺利，没有神我也可以活得很好。
Because we live such smooth lives, we think we don't need God at all.
但是人的信仰最活泼、最坚定的时候，是在患难的时候。
And so the times when our faith is most lively is the times that we enter into tribulation.
因为这个时候他知道没有神我没有办法活下去。
Because it is at those times that we experience that we cannot live without God.
所以他就会专心依靠神，会求告神。
Then he will concentrate to pay attention to worshiping God and following God.
所以这里说至高的神，我求告至高的神。
For it says here, I will cry out to God Most High.
我们看第三节他的危险。
In verse 3, let's see the danger that David was encountering. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth.
这里说，那吞我的人，辱骂我的人，从天上必施恩救我，天上的神，必向我发慈爱的诚实。所以只要一个人，有神同在，
So as long as there is a person that has the abidance of God,
到最后一定会从人生的困境出来。
Then he shall be able to escape from the calamities of life.
我们回头过来看，这个困境是要强化我们跟至高者的关系。
When we turn back, we see all these trials and tribulations is to strengthen our bond with this Most High.
所以第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Verse 11, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, that your glory be above all the earth.
这里说你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
For your mercy reaches unto heavens, and your truth unto the clouds.
所以有时候我们人在世界上想要靠这个、靠那个、靠那个，到最后就发现有时候有的人很愿意被你靠的，但是他实在 很难帮助我们什么，他也是人。
In this world, a lot of times we look to others for help, but other people are just humans. They are not, they also get tired out easily.
所以到最后我们真的要靠什么？要靠神。
And so at the very end, we find we have no one else to rely on except God himself.
我说我们都知道最后大卫的结局是怎样。
And we all know what happened to David in the end.
有好几次他想要差一点被扫罗杀掉。
Many times when he was almost close to death.
但是神不把大卫交给他，扫罗就是抓不到他。
And but when God didn't want him to be captured, then Saul could never capture him.
这是一个敬拜神的人对周围事情发生的一种另外一种角度的观察。
And so this is the observation of a God-fearing man to a situation.
所以我们有这个至高者，我们人生啊真的是不怕什么，因为神会带领。
And if we have this Most High in our lives, there's nothing that we shall fear, for we should always have Him with us wherever we go.
这是历史事实的一件。
And this is a true fact in history.
那我们再看第二件历史的事实。
Let's look at another case that happened in history.
至高者在观看，他采取行动在帮助。
When the Most High is watching, and He reaches out His hands to help.
我们看出埃及记第二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记的第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第二章的二十三节。
Verse 23. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
24节
Verse 24, So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
这里说以色列人在埃及做苦工。
It states here when the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt.
那埃及的王故意要逼迫他们，要把他们绝种。
And the Pharaoh of Egypt wanted to cruelly mistreat them so that he could kill the entire race.
那以色列人手无寸铁，没有办法反抗。
And when the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage and they could not fight back,
那怎么办?
So what can they do?
就叹息哀求，这声音达到神的面前。
They cried out, and their cry came up to God.
神就听见他们的哀声。
And so God heard their groaning.
神纪念他与亚伯兰所立的约。
God remembered his covenant with Abraham.
再看第三章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
这里神说，他以色列百姓所说的困苦，他看见了。
Here the Lord states, I've surely seen the oppression of my people.
他发的哀声，他也听见了。
And I've heard their cry.
然后神说，我知道他们的痛苦。
And God states, I know their sorrows.
所以这个至高者，他原来是这么看顾我们。
And we can see the compassionate side of this Most High.
我们都痛苦的每一滴眼泪啊，神都在纪念了。
He watches over us so closely that he sees every tear that sheds from our eyes.
心情的重担、痛苦，神都知道。
All our burdens.That are in our hearts, God knows.
所以人遇到逆境的时候，应当要回转向神，这是最好的方法。
And so, whenever we encounter difficult circumstances, it is time to turn back to God.
那神看见、听见，神知道，那神要怎么做呢
？And if God has heard, God has seen, what will God do?
第八节
，verse eight.
我下来是要救他们，脱离埃及人。
I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
所以接下去就是出埃及记的故事。
And what follows is how God delivered them out of Egypt.
很大的能力，神迹奇事，把以色列百姓一两百万人带出埃及，进到迦南地。
With His mighty hand, the Most High led His people with miracles and signs. He delivered them out of the bondage of Egypt.
这一位神，他没有改变。
And this God has never changed.
我们就是他的子民。
We too are his children.
所以我们有这个神，真的是我们人生有什么困难都可以找他。
And so if we can have this God in our lives, we can turn to him for any troubles we see.
至高者。
For the Most High.
能够帮助我们。
He is able to help us.
那这个至高者跟我们有什么关系？
What relationship do we have with this Most High?
好，我们现在看诗篇。
Let's turn to
诗篇的九十一篇。
Chapter 91.
诗篇的九十一篇。
Psalms 91.
九十一篇的第一节。
Verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
第二节。
Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust.
这个地方说, 住在至高者的隐秘处, 就住在全能者的荫下。 这个至高者, 就是天上的神。
So this Most High is the God in heavens above.
隐秘处, 就是只有神跟我们在一起那个地方。
And that secret place He dwells in is a place that only He and I, we are together.
不是很吵杂, 很多人公众的地方。
It is not a noisy place of chaos, it is a place of quietness.
也就是说人跟神有一个非常亲密的交情。
It is a place where intimate communication, communion with God takes place.
这样的人就住在全能者的荫下。
A person that's secret communion with God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
就是他的能力会保护看顾我们。
For His power shall cover us, shall shield us from all troubles.
所以第二节,
For in verse 2 says,
我要论到神, 祂是我的避难所, 是我的山寨, 是我的神, 是我所依靠的。
He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust.
所以我们人生的安全感从哪里来?
And so where is our sense of security in life coming from?
我们在当父母的, 在孩子小的时候, 我们可以提供他安全感。
For when our children are young and they're afraid, we can give our children a sense of security.
狗来把它抱一下, 它就不怕了。
And maybe we can bring a dog and let them hug the dog and they'll feel better.
困难的环境, 我们陪他走过去。
And when they have difficulties, we'll walk with them, meet those problems with them.
等他长大了,
but one day they'll grow up.
我们就发现了, 我们不是他的避难所。
We find that we're no longer their place of refuge.
我们也不是他的依靠。
We are not their reliance anymore.
因为我们是人啊。
For we are simply humans.
所以最可靠的方法就是带我们的
And so the best way is to bring our children to come to know this God.
使他跟神有很亲密的关系，好像在隐秘处。
So that they can establish a very intimate relationship with God in that secret place.
那我们就发现我们的下一代就会在神的看顾下、神的带领之下长大。
Then it will be at peace to know that they continue to live under shadow of the Almighty for the rest of their lives.
所以至高者跟我们每一天的生活是有绝对的关系。
And therefore, the Most High has very intimate relationship with us every day of our lives.
我们看第一节九十章诗篇90篇的第一节。
Let's turn to Psalms 90, verse 1.
请。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
第二节。
Verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
这是神人摩西的祷告。
This is the man of God, the prayer man of God.
摩西住过王宫。
Prayer of Moses. Moses has lived in palace before.
摩西受过埃及所有的教育。
Moses received the greatest education from all of Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
He had power and might and deeds.
摩西面对面见过神。
And Moses has met God face to face.
这样的一个人, 他的人生哲学是什么?
And a man so great as he, what is his philosophy of life?
就是第一句话。
Which is in the verse 1.
主啊, 你世世代代做我的居所。
Or you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
他把神这个至高者当作他的主人，当作他的主宰。
He has treated this Most High as his dwelling place, his master.
现在的人都不愿意别人管了。And
the people today do not like to be bossed around by anyone else.
这个叫做个人主义。Because
we have our own opinions.
我要做我自己的主人。
Our own independence. We want to be our own master.
我要做我自己的决定。
I want to make my own decisions.
我要走我自己的路。
I want to walk my own ways.
当然摩西活了一辈子。
But Moses lived all his life.
他发现最好的生活方式就是把至高者当作他的主人跟主宰。
Is to have our Lord, the Most High, be his dwelling place and his refuge.
然后你世世代代做我们的居所。
So that he can be a dwelling place for all the generations.
我们世世代代要跟神亲密。
We want our future generations to be intimate with this Most High.
好像摩西活了120年。
Just as Moses lived for 120 years.
每一个时刻都充满着神的恩典。
Every moment is filled with the graciousness of God.
因为他把神当作他的主宰。
Because he has treated God the Most High as his dwelling place.
自己交托给这个至高者来掌管。
He has placed his own future into the hands of this Most High.
好，我们先来看诗篇的46篇。
Let's look at Psalms 46.
诗篇的46篇。
Psalms 46.
第四节。
Verse 4.
46篇第四节。
Psalms 46 verse 4. There's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
这个地方说有一个城。
Says here that there is a city of God.
那这个城是至高者居住的圣所。
It is the holy place and the dwelling place of the Most High.
所以神住在两个地方。
And therefore God dwells in two places.
第一个，神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
Firstly, God dwells in that place of unapproachable light.
那将来我们死了以后才能够到那个地方，叫做天国。
One day we shall pass away and we shall enter into that place that is called Kingdom of Heaven.
但是我还没有死以前，我跟神要怎么亲近呢？
But before we die, how can we meet God so closely face to face?
这个地方告诉我们
Here it tells us,
刚刚我们读46篇的第四节
In Psalms 46 verse 4
这个城是至高者居住的圣所
Now there's another place the Most High dwells which is a city of God
那这个城是什么
And where is the city?
就是圣城
It is a holy city
那这个城就是教会
And the city is the church of God
教会是基督的身体
For the church is the body of God God.
是充满万有者所充满的
Body of Christ, which is filled with all in all.
充满万有者就是至高者
It's filled with him who fills all in all. That is the Most High.
他充满在这个教会里面
He fills this church that he has made.
所以我们今天如果要跟至高者相亲，就要来这一座城。
And so today, if we want to meet this Most High, we shall come to His church.
那第四节开始。
And verse 4 says,
有一道河，这个河的分泌使城，神的城欢喜。
This river whose stream shall make glad the city of God.
所以这个城有一道河流过去。
So in this city, there is a stream that flows in it.
那一流过去以后，神的城充满着喜乐。
And once the stream flows through it, then the city is filled with joy.
很多人要到加州来住。
Now, many people would like to move to California.
因为加州有很多快乐的地方。
Because California has a lot of joyful places.
这是一个很快乐的 happy 的
happy place.
但是来到加州，如果我们要有充满着喜乐
，But if we really want to look for joy,
那我们就要来到神的城。
Then we can only find it as a city of God.
因为这里有一个河流过去。
For there is a river that flows through the city.
那个河是什么
？And what is that stream?
我们看约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音的第七章。
Chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
37节。
Verse 38.
Verse
37 to 39. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
这个地方主耶稣说
Here states Jesus said,
口渴可以到我这里来。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me.
你看我们最近在美国很多的选举里面都把大麻合法化。
We see that in many of the election polls today, they have legitimized marijuana.
为什么
Why?
因为现在人活得很无聊。
Because many people are very bored with life.
因为什么物质都有啊。
Because they have the pleasures of so many enjoyments.
所以有时候新年你想要送给一个人礼物，你要送什么？他什么都有，你要送什么
？Sometimes you want to give a gift to someone, but they have so many material enjoyments. There's nothing that you can really give them more.
当什么都有的时候，就没有新鲜的东西啊。
And when they have everything they ever need, then there's nothing new.
但是心里面就觉得我没有满足，我什么都有，但是我没有满足啊。
But in their hearts, they're still feeling lacking. Empty.
所以这个大麻就可以满足了。
And so marijuana is one thing that will satisfy their hearts.
所以大麻合法，这代表我们人真的是口渴。
And so when marijuana has been legalized, it represents the sadness or emptiness of humankind.
那真正的解决方法是什么
？But what is the true resolution to our emptiness?
主耶稣说，可以到我这里来喝。
Jesus says, "You can come to me and drink."
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么这个教会非常宝贵
And why is it that this church is very precious?
如果你到过一百个教会，你没有看过一个教会有像我们这里的圣灵一样。
Even if you go to 100 churches, you'll never be able to see a church like our church where there is the true Holy Spirit.
真正圣经里面讲那个圣灵降临在这里。
For the true Holy Spirit stated in the Bible has descended on this church today.
这个圣灵一浇灌一充满。
And when the Holy Spirit descends upon us and fills us.
第一个结果就是仁爱。
The first thing that we experience is love.
第二个就是喜乐。
And second thing we experience is joy.
因为很满足，所以活着很喜乐。
Because we are so satisfied, we are filled with joy.
哦，所以至高者住在这个圣城。
And so the Most High dwells in this holy city.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
236首。
236。
请坐。
Please be seated.
在以赛亚书里面说，这个至高者要住在我们心里。
And the book of Isaiah states that the Most High shall dwell in our hearts.
这是极大的应许。
And this is a great promise.
最高的，坐在最高的宝座上，他要进到我们里面，住在我们心里。
The utmost highest lives in the that seats in the highest throne wants to be seated in our heart and to dwell in us.
这个叫做神与我们同在，就是以马内利。
And this is God with us. This is called Emmanuel.
那神跟我们同在最清楚的表现，就是他的圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
And the greatest manifestation that God is with us is the bestowing of the Holy Spirit upon us.
所以我们对神最直接、最有力量的体验，就是圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
So the most direct, most powerful way we can experience this Most High is to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们只要向神祈求，神就愿意赐给我们圣灵。
And we only need to ask God, and God is willing to grant us the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣说，祈求就给你们。
And therefore, Lord Jesus promises that if you ask, it will be given to you.
叩门就给你开门。
If you knock, the door will be opened to you.
寻找就寻见。
If you seek, you'll find.
这是非常肯定的。
And this is very sure and true.
那主耶稣在讲到这个最后讲什么？
And so after when Jesus spoke about this, what did he say?
何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
How much more the Heavenly Father shall give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以我们照着神的应许来祈求，就可以体会到圣灵。
So if we pray for the Holy Spirit in accordance to the promise of God, we shall experience this Holy Spirit tonight.
那为什么像我们这么卑微的人可以得到圣灵神同在呢？
Now how is it that we are so unworthy can receive the Holy Spirit of the Most High?
就是因为天父的爱。
It is because of the love of our Heavenly Father.
他比起父亲的爱，父亲的爱就算不了什么。
And when His love is compared to our earthly fathers, then our earthly father's love means nothing.
所以我们祷告的根据是什么？
And so what is our basis for prayer?
就是神的爱。
It is the love of God.
以及他对我们的应许。
And His promises He has laid out for us.
我们凭着信心祈求就会有体验。
And according to our faith, we ask for it, we shall receive it and experience it.
我们最后要一起来求圣灵。
So lastly, we are here to pray for the Holy Spirit.
跪下来代表我们对神的尊敬。
When we kneel down, it shows our honor and respect to God.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes so that we can concentrate.
我们第一句话念一次，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first word we say is, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
重复念。哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we continue to praise Him by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
当我们念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣的，我们从心里面真的向他感谢跟赞美。
And when we say out loud Hallelujah, praise the Lord, we do it from the bottom of our hearts with sincerity.
我们需要神都知道。
With earnestness, because whatever we need, God knows.
我们只要跟他感谢赞美，那神的灵就会降下来。
We only need to praise Him, and He shall give us His promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们最后一起来祷告求圣灵。
So finally, we will come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
如果要求圣灵，要求恩典，要接受按手，请我们不要客气，都到前面来。
Please feel free to come forward to receive the laying of hands for blessing and for the Holy Spirit.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.